531. Now, this morning, Pacific Media Network welcomed our new Chief Executive Officer, Don Mann, in a brief ceremony. Don Mann is of Tongan and Maori descent and has familial ties to Vava'u in Tonga and affiliated to Ngāti Ruapani and Ngāti Kahungunu here in Aotearoa. Don comes to PMN from Pacific Corporation Foundation, and prior to the foundation, Don was head of corporate partnerships at the Auckland Tourism Events Economic Development at TEED. Don Mann is on the line with us now. Maloi Lele, Don, and thank you so much for sneaking out of that welcome ceremony to have a chat with us.
Oh, talo fa lava e te Maloi Lele, kia ora. Great to speak to you.
It is my pleasure indeed. Now, I also understand that you did some work with the Warriors, Don.
Oh, yeah, that's, primarily had three careers, really. I was a commercial general manager of the Warriors, and you know, I often joke to my friends and jest, you know, that was when we used to make finals and grand finals. But yeah, that was a while ago, and I was fortunate to lead the commercial team there, the general manager there, and left not long after the 2011 finals, grand final series.
Of course, the man surname is synonymous with rugby league. Did you yourself ever play rugby league or rugby?
Yes, I did. Yeah, we. My father, of course, Don. Other, of course, Don Mann Senior. My father, he played rugby league for New Zealand. He was a Kiwi between 1970 and 1974. And younger brother Dwayne, of course, and cousins, you know, Warren, George and yourself. But I was more a club player. You know, I played rugby league for Glenora. I played rugby union for Ponsonby. And, you know, while my brothers and cousins sort of travelled the world playing professional rugby league, I actually went off and joined the police after school, so I took a different path.
Oh, speaking of the police, you would have been very sad to hear of the passing of a police officer last week.
Oh, you know, that's terrible. You know, even though, you know, I left the police in 1999, I did 13 years, and the police, you still feel it. You know, it's an organisation which you never leave. I mean, I've still got lots of dear friends in the police. My wife is a police officer. She's still in the police. So it's you know, that was felt by everybody, but it's still very close to you, even though I've been out of the police a long time. Yeah, and I really feel for the family and the police colleagues, you know, but that's part of the job. And when it did happen, you can't help but think of your own time in the police. But, you know, thoughts are with Constable Hunt's family.
And of course, I'd hate to bring rugby league back into the conversation, but the boys, the Warriors, are doing it tough, having to be away from home and then having their coach replaced halfway through the season. My heart goes out to them, and I've no doubt yours does too.
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. You know, and I really do. You know, I really feel for the team. You know, at the end of the day, you know, most of the players, except a few, you know, they're young men in their early 20s. Many of them have partners here and young children. You know, we're talking preschool children or newborn babies. You know, and let's not forget they're living in an area that's where a pandemic is still growing. You know, and you just can imagine the some of the fears and insecurities between, you know, some of the young men and the team, their partners back home. And in the midst of this, you know, their coach, who has a duty of care over them, and who was doing a good job in that regard. Sure, you know, not getting all results on the field, but they're going okay. And for their coach to be removed, and you know, I just got nothing but empathy for the team, and I really feel for them. You know, my view, you know, as an ex executive of that club, my view is that for this year, it can't all be about winning. This can't be the only measurement. You know, they made a sacrifice to prop that competition up to keep broadcast revenue alive. There are other things at play. And so, you know, for me personally, I was a little bit taken back by the removal of the coach at this time. It's not a decision that I would have taken.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the poor boys, you know, caught between a rock and a hard place, literally, because despite the fact they want to walk away, they can't, because if they come back to their families, they need to support them financially. And, you know, they've built their careers on this. And it's hard to play and focus on catching a ball and passing a ball when you are missing the people that make you secure when you're off the field.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen lots of comments from various people saying, well, you know, lots of people work away from home, and you know, and back in the old days, the good old days, you know, they say in italics that teams used to go on tour for a long time. But hey, let's not forget here, you know, that pandemic is not in control in Australia, you know, and they're young men. And I can only put myself in their shoes. And I was in my early 20s. I was away from my family in a place that I didn't feel 100% secure. And I had loved ones back home who were also in a situation which is still being managed. Yeah, I don't know how I'd concentrate on work. So I've got nothing but empathy for them. And, you know, it's interesting. We often talk about sport as business and that. But, you know, I can't imagine in the business world, in the way that sort of, you know, contemporary leadership models are in business, where someone would remove a senior figure of a team who's got a duty of care over their staff. I couldn't imagine that happening in the business world. So sometimes I feel the sport as a business term gets thrown around loosely when it's convenient in a sport sector. But at times like this, I would argue that you would never see in a corporate environment a move like that happen.
Well, I think when your ship is cast ashore from the wharf and you are having to fix it, the last thing you want to do is kick the captain off. So I couldn't agree with you more. And of course, none of these boys signed these contracts with an understanding that they would spend months away from their family. They signed thinking that they would fly over one day and then come back in 4 days at least. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And there were clearly concessions made by the NRL and the club. And if they haven't been followed through, the young men there are certainly entitled to do what they think's right for them and their family.
Let's bring it back to PMN. Your first day at the job. What are you hoping the PMN will look like in 3 or 5 years' time from now, Don?
When I look at PMN, I guess the best way for me to answer that is sort of, you know, why did I come to PMN? You know, why did I look at the role of CEO? And when I look at, you know, what it stands for as an organisation now, yes, it's, you know, it's content. Yes, there's these two radio platforms. There's a new platform, and there are some digital platforms. So there's that function of it as a media entity. But for me, the real attraction really at the heart of it, when you strip all that away, you know, ratings and what have you, it's really about prosperity for and well-being for Pacifica people. So for me, if I can be a part of act as a custodian role in this of this entity, and a leadership role in this entity, and have an impact that correlates to prosperity and well-being, I realise that's a lofty goal and you know, somewhat hard to measure. But if we can play a part in that space, well, then we've been successful. We were just talking about rugby league there the other day. You know, if you get out of bed each day purely driven by the number of games you're going to win, you'll fall flat eventually, you know. And being part of a sporting club is a much greater thing, you know. It's about the well-being of families, well-being of people, well-being of supporters. And so when I think about PMN, ultimately this is about the well-being of Pacifica people. And, you know, if we can make a difference in that space, well, we're doing something good.
Wonderful. Don Mann, new CEO for Pacific Media Network, thank you so much for your time. We're certainly looking forward to having you as our leader as we try and provide more prosperity and well-being for all of our community.
Thank you, Fafatai Efe, and Amalo Pito. you know, it's incredible times at the moment. You know, like you know, I'm a similar age to yourself. You know, and I remember a time, you know, back in the 70s when sort of, you know, our parents, our immigrant parents ourselves, you know, we made concessions about our identity as this nation was beginning to shape. But we know now that we have a brave young population who don't concede their identity, which I think is a wonderful thing, and who stand proud in their Pacific skin. So I'm looking forward to being around this generation, a generation that sort of holds their ground and holds their space and is unapologetic about who they are. So I'm certainly looking forward to learnings and being part of the growth of this organisation.
I couldn't agree with you more. Look forward to meeting you in person, and thank you so much for your time.
Have a day.
That is our new CEO at Pacific Media Network, Don Mann.